Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. Today is a cause for celebration. We've been talking about gratitude and things of that sort. And I got to tell you what I'm really grateful for, that it's April 2nd and not April 1st. I learned my lesson. I really did. I sort of knew it, right? There are things that you know, and then you think, well, maybe. And then so you sort of try them out. But, I think that's part of growing and learning and deciding that, well, just because something didn't seem reasonable at one point doesn't mean it continues to be unreasonable. In this particular case, it did. For years, I've avoided April 1st because my program really depends on credibility, yours and mine, right? And April Fool's Day is obviously all bets are off in terms of credibility day. So for years, I've just finessed it. The 2 days of the year I finesse are my birthday and April Fool's. My birthday, because, while I appreciate you guys calling and wishing me happy birthday, it's not very interesting radio. And second is April Fool's Day because, you call in with a question and I have no choice but to take it seriously. And then if you say April Fool's, then, that sort of, it unbalances the program. It's not a great idea. So for years I finessed it. And for some reason yesterday, actually, it wasn't yesterday, it was the day before yesterday, I thought, oh, well, maybe that would be kind of a fun thing to try, and maybe people who wouldn't ordinarily call in with an issue or don't really have an issue would have fun time making something up. And so I was wrong. So that's okay. So we learn. So at any rate, we're back on track, on schedule, and I will never do that again. I think the other thing I learned is that don't talk about Father's Day on the air. And you'd think, well, why not, right? Because Mother's Day is always this huge kind of thing. And so I would call in. And, I've done things like, I've teamed up with advertisers. So we sent your mom a bouquet or something. You had to call in with a poem or a song. Or, let's say it was a poem, a song, or a limerick. And then we'd send, and we'd put you on the air, and we'd send your mom roses. Or we had one year where before everybody had cell phones and long distance calls were so expensive, we'd call your mom any place in the world and you could say hi to her, and all those worked really well. Father's Day for some reason doesn't, and it took me exactly one show to realize that. Call in with your favorite song, poem, or limerick about your dad. Dead. Let's see some other. I was trying to figure out some other things that haven't worked. You can see I'm kind of intrepid when it comes to trying something, but I learn very quickly. I have a very steep learning curve, because not to means I'm singing the Star Spangled Banner for 3 hours. I know one. We did one. I'll tell you one that everybody told me wouldn't work and worked beautifully. I'll tell you one that should have worked and didn't, which is call up and tell me about your feelings about money. And that didn't work at all. And I'm still not sure why, because anything we attribute to money, I mean, money is just green, wrinkly, dirty stuff that lies there. It's inert, right? So any sort of feelings we have about money come from us, right? We imbue it with it. That didn't work at all. And I still am not sure exactly why it is, except that people hold their feelings so dear that they don't even want to examine them. But I did one about shyness. And this was when I was very first starting out. And everybody said, don't do that, because, I said, look, if you're shy, this is a great opportunity to get out of your comfort zone. I'll help you with it. And people said, don't do that. People are not going to call, and it'll be sounding like the finals of a baton twirling competition on radio. It's not going to work. And they were wrong. And it was really one of my favorite programs ever, especially in the early days, of just feeling like this was a great opportunity for people to deal with a problem that could be very life-limiting. So, and these days, as you know, I do much less themes. You know, we just do call in about whatever's on your mind, and we put up things on Facebook, and we encourage you to get in touch via email or whatever it is that you want to do. But we really don't, I don't do themes as much for the simple reason that if you're interested in that topic, that's great. If you're not, then you're very likely going to listen to something else. And the fun of the program for me, and hopefully for y'all as well, is you never know what we're going to talk about, who the next caller is going to be, what the subject's going to be, what the approach is going to be. And so that sense of mystery, of surprise, seems to work better, or at least I like it better, because that way I don't know what's going on. I mean, at least I can't predict what's going to happen, so that's valuable to me, and hopefully it's valuable to you as well. But I can guarantee you no more April Fool's programs. Right, Manny? Write that down.
I will add that to the list.
Yeah. Well, it's not a very long list, but
right,
it's...
Exactly. It's the only thing on the list right now.
Yeah, well, and my birthday. But we have months to sort of finesse that. And finesse it we will. Plus, maybe... See, my birthday may be on a weekend. I always sort of breathe easier when it is. Let's see.
My birthday is on a weekend this year. My birthday is on a Saturday this year.
Yeah, so is mine.
It's in a couple weeks, actually, mine is.
Yeah, yours is the 18th. You keep reminding me. You know, and when this is the difference between men and women. When women say, don't do anything for my birthday, what they mean is, don't tell anybody how old I am. When men say, don't do anything for my birthday, what they mean is, don't do anything for my birthday. It's one of those sexual dimorphisms. Well, if you were here, I'd take you out for dinner. Well, you probably have someone take you out for dinner on your birthday, but I would take you out for breakfast or something. Take you to the theater.
Yeah.
But maybe that's what you should decide to do for your birthday is come visit. Probably not, huh?
I'll put that into consideration.
Right. Well, you don't have to do it for your birthday. You could do it some other time. Because birthdays are special. Well, today's happy National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. PBJ. Fewer people are eating peanut butter, I guess, because of the... although there's a huge ads in the Subway now about peanut butter and peanuts. I guess because the fact that the airlines... Some airlines are serving peanuts again. I've been on a couple of planes lately that they've served peanuts. They also... You can have your choice of peanuts, pretzels, or biscotti. The biscotti are by far and away the best. Peanuts are very salty. It's National Ferret Day. Who would come up with that? People in about 15 years ago, everybody had a ferret. I actually went to visit a friend, and he said, close your eyes and put out your hands. And idiot girl here does that, and he puts a ferret in it, at which point it starts moving, and I dropped it. I mean, my eyes were closed. I didn't know what it was. Lucky I didn't get bit. But I think ferrets are not the prized pet they once were. For reasons, who knows? Remember that people had Vietnamese pigs at one point, miniature pigs.
Really?
You know, oh, yeah.
I didn't know about that.
Well, pigs actually they're very smart, and they actually are fairly clean. These were little baby, little small pigs. Everybody had a Vietnamese pig at one point. I did not. I don't even want to think about the litter box kind of thing. It's also National Reconciliation Day. Maybe that's because yesterday was National Prank Day, so today maybe, you know, you get invited to a party twice, once to go and once to apologize. So today may be National Apology Day. Did you get, nobody played any April Fool's Day tricks on me, did they on you?
Nope, I didn't get any.
No, I think it's a holiday that may have gone out of favor.
Yeah.
Maybe everybody's feeling so jumpy anyway that the idea of playing a trick on somebody doesn't seem all that smart.
Although I did post on my own personal Facebook page that nobody better try anything silly, otherwise I'm going to be highly upset. So
wow, threatening. Way to go.
Kindly threatening. Kindly threatening, if that's even possible.
I'll rip your face off. Kindly. Goody. All right. Today is the day that Beethoven premiered his first symphony in Vienna, so all of us should lend an ear. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the space age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, there are a couple stories today that they at least float my boat, and I'll tell you what my response to them is. One is a Florida state senator is suing a pizza delivery kid for $14,000. The story is that the kid was trying to deliver the pizza. GPS took him to the wrong place. It was dark. And then the stories differ. He says that he went up to the door. He was in the car trying to figure out where he'd gone wrong, because both the houses were dark, And somebody came out with a flashlight, put it in his eyes, and had a gun. State senator that's suing him for $14,000, kid was 18 at the time, says the kid was belligerent and threatening. So he's now suing him. I'll tell you about the second story in just a minute, because, and then I'll tell you what I think we should do with them both, all right? 855-993-7569. Joyce, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Joyce. How are you today?
I'm good.
How may I help?
Okay. I have my mother is, she has a bad record with men. She recently married this guy. Well, not recently. They were together for long enough to create a child. The child's now about 9 or 10. And the husband was very abusive, into drugs, you know, the whole shebang of anything that could be bad. He ended up going to jail for breaking several TPOs. He's incarcerated now for maximum 10 years.
Why did he go to jail? What was his offense?
Breaking the TPO, he ended up creating a fool of himself. He even created a death shrine in her house when she was at work. Threatening her life, was stalking her, aggravated stalking. He sent her to the women's battered shelter, but you know she never would wise up. As many times as I tried to tell her that, you know, she always was welcome at my house. Anything. Well, finally she gets out of the relationship by, he goes to jail. We had to kind of force her to call the police. But the issue is now she has this house that she has put money into, and she will not leave the house because she has money invested in it. It's unlivable. He knows where she is. I keep telling her, you know, nicely, meanly, every way I can think of to leave the house. To go get, you know, maybe assisted living, women's battered shelter, anywhere she can come stay with me, anything.
Well, he's in prison for a while, isn't he?
Maybe. That's if everything doesn't go right in the court.
Oh, he hasn't come up for trial yet?
He's come up a couple times, but things are happening. But he could get out at any time, really. I mean, they're going to warn her. But I keep telling her just to get out of the house, and she won't leave because she has money put in the house.
Okay, so does she own the house? She has a mortgage on it.
Yeah, she's paying a mortgage on it. It's not worth a lot.
How much do you think she has in it?
Let's see. I mean, she has a little. She's told me the number several times. It's always changed. She's like, I've invested over this much money onto it. She has a lot left, you know, like half of it's left, half the mortgage is left. The issue is, she'll even admit, if he gets out of jail, the first thing he's going to do is come over there and burn it down to the ground with them in it. And that, you know, I told her, I said, you know what, if you want to create your own grave, that's fine, but you're endangering my 10-year-old little brother. You know, and I don't know what to do to get it through her head that I tried talking to her today, you know, saying all these options that she could do, and she just won't.
All right. First of all, how old is your mom?
She's 45.
Okay. Does she have a job?
She does, and he knows where she works.
Did she divorce him?
She's in the process right now. I think their last court date is this month, where she'll be able to actually divorce them and put the house up for sale. But even then, he's really crazy. You know, he's the reason.
Okay, wait a minute. Let's go back to this. So she's not willing to walk away from the house, but she's willing to sell it.
Yes.
So presumably, I mean, the first thing I would do just to reassure yourself and your mom is, so he's never been sentenced, right? He's in jail, but he's never been sentenced. He's never gone to court, or the court hasn't been sentenced.
Right.
Okay. Does your mom have? Is there? Well, there's not a parole officer because he's not on parole. Is there the attorney general's office presumably could tell you what the situation is in terms of a court date and whether or not he's going to be kept incarcerated until then, because it sounds like he probably is. And it sounds like she still does have an order of protection. So,
but she had an order of protection when he went to jail the first time.
I got it. But the point is that hopefully, the first thing I would do if I were in your shoes is see if you can just get a lay of the land. Because if they can assure you that he's not going to be out till before, let's say July 4th for no particular reason, and she's going to court in the next 4 weeks and divorcing him, and then she can put the house on the market, then you've got a little bit of wiggle room, because hopefully the house will sell and then she'll be moved and whatever. A woman's shelter is not a permanent solution, because they're not very nice. She's got a 10-year-old. You don't really want your brother or even your mom in a shelter for any length of time. It's a reasonable place to be, as opposed to, as you point, getting a house burned down with you in it. But it's not a long-term solution at all. So
right.
It sounds like she's moving toward a long-term solution. The question at this moment is, how much time does she have? And if you have some sense that the Attorney General's office will let you know before he's let out, then, I mean, if let's say he gets out next week and they let you know, then presumably you can move her to someplace. I would assume that her ex or soon to be ex knows where you live as well. So that's not terrible. He has no idea. How long were they married?
They were married about, I guess 10 years now.
Yeah. And he had no idea where you live?
No, because I used to live in another place, and he's been in jail for about a year now.
Okay, so you've moved within the last year.
I have.
Okay, so here's the deal I would make with your mom at this moment. She's not unreasonable, even though I know it seems to you that she is. You need to know what the reality of his situation is, more than hers right now, because he's the threat. If the Attorney General's office and or the police or somebody can reassure you that he's not up for bail, that he will be incarcerated until his court date, and his court date is thus and such. Court dates are seldom move forward, they move back. Then you know how much time you have, and then you can make the deal with your mom. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back and talk about the deal you can make with your mom. All right? 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. We're talking with Joyce, who's got a mom who makes poor choices about men. Her current husband is incarcerated for violating an order of protection after threatening her repeatedly. And Joyce is quite concerned that if the dude gets out, that he'll come after her, will come after Joyce's mom and the 10-year-old. And Joyce's mom is saying, yeah, but I don't want to leave the house. So it seems to me that we're really not talking so much about about abstractions as about timing. So if, as I said, I think you need to find out what the legal parameters are at this moment, when he's likely to go to court, if there's any possibility he'll be out on bail, And because that, I think, is cause for concern. As long as he's locked up, then she presumably has the time to go ahead and get the divorce this month, put the house on the market, get an offer, get her money out, and be able to situate herself someplace else. If you know and you can assure your mom, and you're assured that you'll have some early warning should he get out, then, and she agrees that should you find out, and you, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you can call every day and find out what's the story, or find out who to talk to, and you know what the deal is here. So with the understanding that you will back off and respect her wishes to get the divorce, put the house on the market, and move, on the understanding that if you should find out that he's about to be released, that she come to you.
Yeah, I guess I just don't understand how she would even risk it.
She doesn't view it, as long as he's tied up, in theory, as long as he's incarcerated, there's not much of a risk.
But, I mean, he's related. We live in a very small country town. He's related to half the people here. The entire house is surrounded. It's out in the middle of the woods. It's surrounded by his drug addict friends. All he has to do is promise them a cut of...
I hear, but he's been in jail for a year. Has there been any threat to her during that time?
From his family. You know, like, she can't... She'll go somewhere and there's just a constant fight. Like, one of the guys had stolen one of her trucks and she couldn't do anything because they weren't divorced yet. She had to continue paying the insurance on it while one of the guys had stolen the truck and she couldn't do anything. Because apparently he was like trying to sell stuff underneath her.
That's not true. That she could certainly have a separation order, which essentially
separation, but it wasn't. It was in the order that she could not alter any bill. She had to keep paying on everything. She couldn't sell anything. It's just.
Well, but again, I hear, and that may be frustrating, and that may add to her concern that if she leaves this house, she's got nothing. Then maybe one of the possibilities is finding someone to rent the house temporarily.
It's
while
not
she,
livable.
Why?
The floors are caving in. The roofs are caving in. Like, there's only one room that they stay in, and that's the living room.
Well, how's she going to sell it?
Exactly. That's what I keep telling her. I tell her it's not worth, the only thing that's worth it is that the land is really close to a major place. She should just bulldoze the whole thing down. There's no way that the house is ever going to be fixable.
Well, but Joyce, if that's the case, then get a real estate agent or a real estate appraiser over there to tell her what it's worth. Put it on the market now, because presumably by the time she's divorced, she can sell it. If she lives in a community property state, she's going to have to split the cost, the proceeds with him anyway. I mean, look, if the deal, staying to your mom, you need to go to a shelter, is not viable.
Not even that. The shelter was like one of the 12 options I gave out to her.
But it's not. If you've ever been to a shelter, it's okay if you've got nothing else to do, no place to be, and you're fearful for your life. But it's a short-term solution, and it's not a place for a kid. It's not a place for an adult. They're scary places.
I've offered so much to her. You know, offered for her to come stay with me. I've offered to help get her a place. I even told her today, I said, you don't even have to go to the shelter. You can just ask the shelter to help get a assisted living place because she doesn't have that much money. I said, you just ask for some help.
Well, assisted living, assisted living usually means something else. But
something.
Is she eligible for welfare? Is she on welfare?
Know,
no, she's got a job.
Know. Yeah, she has a job, but she's a single mom. She doesn't make that much money. I know that my husband like works in the same job, and I know how much he makes. And if it was him by himself, he could apply for welfare. But he doesn't even have a kid.
Why don't you listen, Joyce? I hear that you're frustrated. You need to find out how real the danger is. All right. And saying that he could get one of his friends to do something, I mean, if he were going to do that, presumably he would have done it in the last year. So, yes and no, number one. Number two, So find out what the parameters, the legal parameters are at this moment, what the time frame is, number one. Number two, I'd get a real estate agent over there to appraise the land, because, and you can put it on the market now. It's not going to sell in 3 days. Number three, you need to know, and she needs to know, what the if both of their names are on the property, and it's a, even if they're not, if it's a community property estate, she's probably going to have to split it with him anyway. Mm-hmm. But does she have a lawyer?
Yes.
Okay. The lawyer can find these things out for you, can certainly find out the issues about whether he's likely to be let out anytime soon. He can find that out. He knows the legal system certainly better than I do, certainly better than you do, and he should be finding these things out for her. Number two, he should be able to tell you what the parameters are in terms of any proceeds from the sale of the property. Number three, that either he can or you can get somebody over there to say what it's worth. If it's underwater, if it's worth less than the mortgage, she might as well walk away from it, because she's not going to get anything out of it anyway. And what she gets out, she's probably only going to get a portion of it anyway. So instead of talking with her about abstractions, get the details, get the facts about when he's going to be out, how much the land is worth, what the property settlement would be. She should certainly have some kind, and her lawyer should be taking care of this, so she's not liable for his debts. And there are all sorts of things that you can do specifically for her. If the house is not habitable, I mean, I suppose, which I wouldn't really recommend, one of the things you could do is, if you think, is there running water there?
There is, but
and there's,
I mean,
plumbing.
You know, I don't know.
And I'd go down to the welfare office, get the forms for her, find out what it constitutes, how she becomes eligible for it, and what the housing would be. And I mean, get some specifics for her rather than the abstractions, because she's frightened. She doesn't want to feel like she's penniless. She doesn't want to feel like she's a charity case. Either living with you, and I mean, I don't know how long that would work. Her son, presumably, your brother's probably in school someplace. So get the specifics. You should have a whole list of things to get done today. And her lawyer is not a bad place to start, because he or she should be able to find out certainly the specifics, the two specifics about what the time frame is on his incarceration. And what the legalities are in terms of whether it's community property or not. You can then find out how, and also that they have a legal order of separation, so she's not liable for his debts. Then you can go down to the welfare office, get the application, find out what the deal is, find out what the housing would be, and food stamps and all sorts of things. And present her with those kinds of things. Okay, here's what you can do. Here's what it's going to be worth. The bank will do this. And because you're going to, all of us get nervous when we're talking about abstractions, and especially she's feeling powerless. She's already feeling like she made a doofus decision. I mean, this guy is really scary. So trying to scare her more is not going to work. What you need to do is make her feel that she has some choices to make, and some of the choices would really benefit her. But the only way to convince her of that is to show her the specifics.
Okay.
Okay? Hopefully you may even list, or you can, in about 15 or 20 minutes, you can go to drjoy.com and download our conversation, and you can just write them all down, or I can go over them with you again. But she's going to be much more amenable to facts that say, Mom, you're going to walk away with $15,000 max. Or Mom, if you get a legal separation, then you're not then you don't have to pay his bills anymore. They will put you in this housing, and you'll have three bedrooms, and you can take your furniture. Okay, so show her the specifics, kiddo.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You have
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. Let me make a couple of points about Joyce's call, which is if you're trying to convince somebody to do something, pretend that you're making a presentation to a bank. All right, so you have to have all your facts and figures down. People will dig in when it comes to fear, when it comes to greed, when it comes to abstractions, because it's your abstraction versus their abstraction. And so you need to present facts to people. Saying to them, you would never go to your banker and say, I have this really great idea. You would go to your banker and say, here's a plan that will realize, that will cost this amount of money, will realize this kind of profit within this amount of time. Right? You would never go and say, I have a really great idea. Or your money will be really safe. You need to show them exactly how things would work. And when you're trying to convince somebody, especially to change their mind, and especially when they're in the middle of crisis, you need to give them specifics, okay? You know I'm a fan of specificity anyway. All right, so we were talking about something which... this is the he said, she said. I told you about the Florida State Senator who's suing the kid's now 19 for $14,000, which he says is how much it cost him for legal fees. This guy is a multimillionaire, and he's saying that the kid harassed him. The kid's saying that the guy threatened him with a gun. Who knew that being a pizza delivery guy was so dangerous? I guess pizza delivery guys know. All right, so we've got that one. Now we've got a 16-year-old volleyball player, and her family are suing the team over her playing time. Turns out to be slightly more complicated, but not a whole lot more. She's 16. They told her, supposedly, when she signed up for the team that, you know, that she would get some experience playing in tournaments, and it turns out that the coaches decide she's not all that great, and so she hasn't been playing very much, and she wanted to transfer to another team, and it turns out you can only transfer to another team if there's a verifiable hardship, and they said otherwise everybody, if they felt they weren't getting enough time, would just transfer to another team. So she's suing. All right.
Wow.
I know. I don't know what lesson that's teaching. One has a sense, or at least I have the sense, that maybe mom or dad is a lawyer, or, you know, one of the uncles or something. I was talking to Manny about it. I said, you know, I think we've done frivolous lawsuits before. But what the problem is, everybody points out the McDonald's hot coffee one. That's the kind of famous one, which apparently was appealed. That there's, I think there's a little bit more to that story than made the everybody's we hate people who sue list. But I thought what we do here is ask you if you could sue anybody over anything, what would it be and why? All right, we are certainly a litigious society, and like Shakespeare said, first kill all the lawyers. So, you know, I'm not really suggesting this, but I'm suggesting the fantasy of this, that let's assume that you didn't have, that the word frivolous was no longer a part of our vocabulary, that all of us became instant legal eagles. So who would you sue, and under what circumstances, and why? What would be the deal? So I thought we'd put that up, just because, I mean, there's something about the state senator, who's a multimillionaire, suing a 19-year-old kid who was delivering pizza. And it's really hard to figure out, you know, what the truth is here. That in the middle of the night, with a flashlight in your eyes, and yelling at people, the kid says that he said he wasn't going to leave until the guy lowered the gun. Which, I don't know, if somebody puts a gun on me, I think the first thing I want to do is get out of there. Not necessarily negotiate with him to put the gun down. I guess he may be afraid that he'd shoot him in the back or something. Although shooting somebody in the back, I don't know. Dean had a licensed firearm. He says he put the gun in his pocket. His car had no identifying signs. But the kid was dressed in the hat and the apron for the pizza delivery place. Said Bassini became belligerent, argumentative, and profane. Bassini says he told Dean he would leave one's gun, he put the gun away. I was yelling at him to leave me alone. I said, you need to put that gun down and I'll leave your property. I don't know. I think I would just leave. Apparently he was dressed in a Hungry Howie's apron and uniform. And he called 911. So the dispatcher told him to leave, but he didn't. He then called the customer, who could hear him yelling at Dean. I would have been more respectful if there wasn't a gun. I don't know. Guns make me really respectful. I don't know. So he said he removed the gun from his pocket, placed it alongside his thigh after the kid began threatening him. The lawsuit accuses him of trespassing, assault, and defamation. Threats made by the defendant created a reasonable fear of imminent peril to the plaintiff, coupled with the apparent present ability of the defendant to carry out his threats of bodily injury.
goodness.
Dean suffered from a loss of dignity, humiliation, mental suffering, embarrassment, and injury to his feelings and reputation. He's also suing the Z Pizza LLC, Hungry Howie's parent company, saying the company didn't properly train Bassini.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. Grant said an attorney for the company has responded to his letters requesting payment with threats to have the lawsuit dismissed. The kid left Hungry Howie's a few months after the incident for unrelated reasons. He's now a college student.
Wow.
I don't know. Somehow, we expect better of our legislators, I would think.
Yeah. Well, and if he's... The question, too, is, you know, if he's going to be up for re-election, you know, whenever. I mean, certainly not this year. It's not an election year this year, but... I don't know if his term is up, you know, next year, or if it's not till 2018 or what it is. But, you know, if he's, you know, if he's going to be trying to get reelected here, you know, sometimes people look at that kind of stuff and say, well, hey, come on, man. You know, what are you?
Well, they're already sending
a kid for.
Yeah, a site is set up for the Dean lawsuit defendant. Dean offers to drop the suit against the teen. I don't think he expected it to get as much publicity.
Mm-hmm.
I think it makes him look like a jerk.
Yeah. Yeah. It does.
I mean, it makes him look like a bully and a jerk.
Yeah.
He said it was a classic swearing contest. I interviewed both, including the neighbors who witnessed the confrontation. There were no grounds to prosecute Dean, they said. Case wouldn't go away. He's a technical college student. It's a mistake. He says the $14,000 he paid to Grant and a private investigator. All right, so that one, you know, clearly...
What do you need a private investigator for something like this? I mean, come on.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, the thing is, if he's really worried about his reputation, he's the one who's literally shot it in the foot, it seems to me.
Right.
And a 16-year-old volleyball player, I don't think any team is going to draft her anytime soon.
Right, no kidding.
All right, so the question is, if you could sue anybody with impunity, who would you sue and why? All right, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.